Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls, your comments, your thoughts, always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's always a little sad when a couple break up. And in this case, I don't mean Robin Voss and either his first wife or second wife, although I'm sure sad for, you know, the former and former Mrs. Voss's.
Is he on his third or who's that right now? Okay.
Michelle's the third, my
understanding. Okay, and they're still good?
Well, I've only met her once. She was very charming to me. But, you know, if you got Robin Voss at home, you're always looking for a plan B, right? Actually, Robin Voss has always personally been charming to me in the few times we've had interactions in public. He acts like he knows me and likes me, Dom. So he must be a hell of an actor. Probably like Michelle.
Right. No, I'm good.
But this marriage of convenience between him and corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, I suspect it's come to an end, Dom. Irreconcilable differences.
You go, hell, it's been less than a year, man. You can annul that, can't you?
Well, they're still newlywed game eligible. But Michael Gableman recorded a robocall that we played on the show the other day on behalf of Adam Steen, and that was the opponent to Robin Voss. And, you know, the fact that Robin Voss won by a narrow, by a skin of his teeth, 260 votes, latest tally I saw.
Yes.
I mean, he barely won. And he was barely in the tabulations most of the evening. And apparently it was being reported last night by Daniel Bice. He texted Bice two words: I won. And then he did a little victory, you know, a little victory speech, a little dance,
popping of champagne, drinking of the champagne. Yeah. Robin Voss
dancing on the grave of his former betrothed, Michael Gableman.
5,084 votes. That's how many votes he received at 51.3%. Adam Steen, the favorite of Donald Trump, 4,824, 48.7%, as Curdy mentioned, 260 votes. Ooh, that's close.
But Dominic, I'm trying to get to the real heart of the drama. The breakup between Gableman and Voss. Here is what Robin Voss had to say last night from the little victory party in Mount Pleasant after he texted, you know, Dan Bice, I won. Then he went on the stage and had this to say about the pompous, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice special prosecutor that strongly suggested we should decertify the 2020 election here in the state of Wisconsin. Here's what Voss thinks of him now.
He's an embarrassment to the state. I hired him on recommendations thinking that we were going to have somebody who was a good, articulate, independent voice. It was very clear in all of our discussions that he had a budget that he set for himself. We didn't say go here and don't go there. He set his own parameters. Then we asked two simple things: don't get involved in politics, and please try to make sure that you focus on the investigation, not being on TV. He couldn't help himself but to try to inject his own opinions into this race.
And then he went on to call the ban an embarrassment.
Madison.com reporting, after the declaring victory, Voss said the former Supreme Court justice he hired is an embarrassment to the state. He said he plans to meet with the Republican Assembly Caucus on August 16th to discuss next steps, which may include ending Gableman's contract.
Oh, Gableman is so done. Do you think he'll be eligible for unemployment under Wisconsin's unemployment laws?
Well, I'm not sure he was actually employed. So his LLC or whatever was employed. But we talked about this. How long would it take? Would it be today? It's not today. It's going to be probably next week.
Assembly Speaker, I'm looking at a photo, and I know it doesn't translate for the sake of the audience, Dom, but he tipped back the champagne last night. Right from the bottle. You know, it's like swigging it. Seemed quite happy that he won last night. Had Van Wongard looking on with him. So anyways, I think I was right in this regard, Dom. I said that effectively Voss would fire Gableman by noon today. that speech last night when he said Gableman is an embarrassment. I mean, you might as well have said, Gableman, you're fired. He fired him last night during the victory speech.
Well, he fires him when the checks stop, you know, getting sent and clearing. That's when he gets fired. And as far as I know, Gableman's still going to get his piece of the action until the day
he
gets fired. Well, listen, I mean, to call the man, something we all knew, Gableman is an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin. It took apparently took Robin Voss quite some time to figure that out. But Robin Voss is the guy that hired him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, talk about a toxic work environment. At some point, you need to look at the managers who hire the employees. And if everyone keeps crapping all over the place, maybe it's part of your leadership skills or lack thereof in the HR problems you are now experiencing, Robin Voss. You didn't know that then? And if you know it, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for anybody else to tell you something that you already know? Fire his ass. Do it now.
Do it now. I don't think he can fire his ass. I mean, look at all the mileage Donald Trump has gotten out of the ridiculous statements made by Gableman. Hell, he invited him down to Mar-a-Lago. He invited him to give the invocation at the
But that was before the embarrassment of the state of Wisconsin. You know, did campaign ads for his political opponent, man. That will not stand.
But you're missing the point. Donald Trump endorsed Robin Voss's political opponent. You, sir, if you want to win and hold, you know, at least the Assembly and the Senate here in the state of Wisconsin, you don't go burn the
Cheeto Messiah. Donald Trump is not on the payroll of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. He's not a contractor or some sort of office of special counsel. Gableman is. So Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump does, and I fully expect Robin Voss to, you know, come to heel cringe, and continue to kiss fear? His ass, because that's how they do it. But no, Gableman doesn't have that kind of juice, man. Get rid of the guy. We're all in agreement. Robin Voss, we can agree on one thing. And one thing right now, Gableman is an embarrassment to the state. And you're an embarrassment for hiring him.
But Gableman was an embarrassment for the 10 years he served on the court. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We'll try not to embarrass you, our wives, our mothers, our children.
No promises.
No promises.
I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
You're fired.